Okay, please welcome to the stage your friends and mine, the McElroy brothers, my brother, and me.
What's up, you cool baby?
An advice show for the modern era. Like Chilean miners, we have emerged here on the stage of X-FunCon. I'm so excited to be here. I'm
so
your
excited.
Oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. Shit.
We can't wait for your applause. We got too many goofs to give you.
Oh, man.
We got to throw all our entourage material out there.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I cannot believe, Jesse, you gave us the hangover slot again. 3 times we have done Max FunCon. Every year.
10 a.m.
10 a.m., we get the hangover slot. Sunday at 10 a.m.
Nope. Yeah,
that's right.
Jesse knows he throws us into the briar patch on an annual basis.
Much like everyone Eminem interacts with in the movie 8 Mile, he knows that adversity is going to make us strong.
So this year we just leaned into it.
Yeah. This is, by the way, my brother and me, face-to-face live, 16. He ain't funny, he's my brother. This is a PowerPoint presentation that I have prepared to go along with the show.
Justin, I will tear.
It's a special PowerPoint presentation just for the right side of the audience. Sorry, left side. Ah, oh, man, you're missing some classic shit. Justin wrote some words on some paper.
So we're doing the hangover slot again.
Does anybody have this? Stepping outside the bit here for a minute. Let's get real. Anybody have any ibuprofen in the bottle? I need to see you take it out of the ibuprofen bottle.
To the left.
Is it in the IB? If it's a Ziploc bag, like a Ziploc bag can be sealed, or oh, tamper-proof. That is ideal. Yes, wonderful.
Griffin has brought us back around to the one of the treacherous parts about doing the hangover slot is that it's not just the audience that is very hungover. It is also the performers, but
oh my
that's
God,
good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
What's your name? Susie, you've saved the show.
Travis, I was wondering, I'll stand up and van a wife for you if you could walk me through the rules of doing the hangover slot.
You got it.
This is an advice show, by the way, in case you couldn't guess.
Yeah, has anybody not listened to the show before?
Now, hold on, Justin. Hold on.
There's just one person. Okay, thank God. If we ever ask that question and nobody yells, then we just ascend into the hangover.
Okay, so this is rule number one of the hangover show. Be cool.
Be cool. I hope one of these... Oh, hold on, I have a pill in my mouth. What am I doing?
That's what we do here. We drink champagne, we take drugs.
I hope one of these rules is don't yell or clap.
Okay, J-Town?
You could file that under being cool. It's not very cool to clap or laugh very loud.
Okay, rule number two.
You were doing so good with two hands that you thought...
Rule number two is come on.
So this one's more of a punitive statute.
Yeah.
And once you've forgotten rule number one, be cool. And then you get your rule number two. Come on. Come on, we're in the hangover slot. Nobody
okay, rule number
here.
Three.
He's doing it. Nice.
So this one is a bit more congratulatory. You've done it.
At the end, you're packing up your bag and you're thinking, nice.
Nice.
I really follow those rules those guys gave me.
Is there more content?
Oh, here's the thing. To embrace the hangover nature of this show, we didn't pull any email questions.
Yes.
We're going to do all audience questions.
Yeah.
So, rule number four.
How about for being a briar patch?
Yeah, and remember, no bummer question.
Why did you hold on? No, don't clap for this.
Don't clap for this.
You have struck
don't clap
through.
For the slide of the PowerPoint.
No, that's like a no with a slap. So they're like, oh, that.
There's a no sign. So left side of the audience.
For the bit, like left side, and maybe a few people who can't see because they're listening to a podcast.
Right? Sure.
There may be one or two of them that are in the room physically.
It says no bummer questions, but the word no has the strike through no sign around it. I swear to God, if you've just sullied the show with bummer questions, if you've just flooded the field.
It's iconography. Now they can look at it and be like, oh, I remember the no.
Oh, my God.
Remember one thing from this show. It's no.
We have given you guys like 260 hours of free entertainment content at this point. Can we just have one gimme episode where we just sit here in absolute silence?
Everybody put your heads down. We're going to turn Jumanji on.
Yeah.
We're going to like in school when the teacher doesn't want to teach that day. It's a Jumanji day.
Nick, could you put on the first hour of Jumanji?
Just play Jumanji.
Nick, if you could play Aladdin in Spanish, because this is Spanish class in the big.
How about instead we jump into things with the Yahoo answer?
Oh, in case you're worried about the show being bad, don't worry. In case you fail us, we have some bulletproof show savers that we will tear in case of mediocrity. These are going to save the show if things go wrong.
Can we pivot the fucking board towards the left side of the audience at all?
Then the cheap
seat. We can turn it flat, but then nobody gets it.
You're going to knock that over? You're going to break a speaker?
That's show saver five.
Okay. I ruin the stage. How about this Yahoo?
Yeah.
Sometimes we read Yahoo answers on the show from the internet. That mainly two people in the audience. And this is not, so I'm talking, of course, about Drew Davenport and Rachel Sperling. You guys will stand up, get your accolades, drink it in.
Drew's the one with the beard.
Yeah, last night at the Purple Party, I literally saw those two having like a rap battle but with a circle around them, but they were just reading funny things off their phones that they had dug up.
And like screaming at each other.
Like yelling.
Oh, get this one.
Okay, Griffin, yes. Read a question for the Yahoo Answers service that we will then answer.
All right, I'm going to go to Drew first. Drew Davenport sent this one in. Level 9000, Yahoo Shaman. Drew Davenport, thank you. It's by an anonymous user who asks, where would parents hide condoms? Recently, I've been hearing my parents in the bedroom at night. I want to find their condoms to embarrass them. I've searched their room and their bathroom. Anywhere I should look or double check?
This kid's a real Encyclopedia Brown. Yeah. So precocious.
Yeah. It all makes sense when you realize this was their first kid, so yeah, I bet they use a lot of protection.
Everybody's got a hollowed out book, right? That they hide all their jimmy caps in. You got grossed out by the term jimmy caps?
They were literally handing out a trash bag full of condoms before the show, and you all are like, slang terms? No, thank you. It's right there. There's a giant bag of condoms circling the audience.
I like the one condom that comes in the gift bag, because that says to me, you're going to meet somebody special, and it's not going to go great enough that you want to do it again. It's a real one-off.
How young can you be to do this level of a power move on your parents? Where it's just like...
Because you are the dad.
What's up, Bryce?
Yeah.
Now I'm the dad.
I'll be going to work from now on.
It's hard, though, if you do it too young, you could end up in a blank check situation where you are too young to take care of yourself.
Is that what happened in Blank Check?
That's what happened.
He became the dad of his family?
He found his dad's condoms. Fucking made him rain on him.
It said, give me $1 million or I'll tell everyone. You don't want this to get out, do you, dads?
You have safe sex with your wife.
The world will know.
Where do parents hide? Where's a cool place for parents to hide things?
You know, the best place to hide anything is the last place someone would expect. So I bet they hide their condoms on their penis. Because you'd think that would be the first place someone would look.
I would get rigorous about it. I would get like 30 paces from the back door. There's an old oak tree. turn her.
Oh man. Oh man, I'm so ready to make love to you, Sheila. It's gonna be so great and great and hot and sweaty, and I need 20 minutes. I need to go out to this shed.
I just gotta go geocache some condoms real quick.
I would have a safe with a retina scanner and those lasers.
A painting hanging over it.
As lasers that you have to climb through, but you could do it in a sexy way that would heighten the mood.
Wait, hold on. Stop. Sorry. This is just for you people in the room. Justin, show them sexy once more.
It's like that scene from Entrapment.
He looks like he has no bones.
Remember when...
Got some Entrapment fans in the audience. Yeah. Could you hide it inside of the painting covering the safe?
Whoa, and you have to enter the painting like in Super Mario?
The condoms are buried in Bob-omb's battlefield under the chain chomp.
That's why the ghost is covering its eyes.
I want to see. Sex is beautiful and natural.
A nude man running through Super Mario World collecting condoms. Justin, can you do the first show saver, please?
Do we need it? Oh, shit. I thought we were doing all right.
I thought it was...
Let's ask the audience. No, not Whoa. For a question, Dimitri, though I like your spirit.
Can we wait on a show?
Let's see how bad Dimitri's question is.
Yeah, listen, let's see
Dimitri,
if we need
come
to have
on
you,
up.
Dimitri. Yeah. Welcome, Dimitri.
I need a verbal confirmation that you understand the rules of engagement.
No bummers.
Yeah. No bummers.
So, is the mic hot? Yeah, good blow into them. Yeah, that's Mike.
Is that what Colin talked about in his podcast class? Always blow into your mic. It's the best quality you can do.
Okay, so me and my boyfriend have been together for 3 and change years.
Uh-huh.
And we've been together for a while too. Uh-huh. We're trying to figure things out. It's about the next step, but neither one of us, we cannot find a formula to decide which of us is supposed to propose.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is easy.
And we would both like to be the one that does not propose.
Well, that's the twist, because I was going to say simultaneous proposals. You each get down on one knee, opposite knees. You tie your legs together.
Wait, that's a three-legged race.
This
could be an amazing business opportunity for me. I'm pretty good at proposing. I don't want to buy that, but I think I did a pretty good job. A surrogate proposer for just this situation, a third party that will come in, surprise you at Lowe's. Maybe you're shopping for
romantic of hardware.
You go to Lowe's and you get all the stuff that you put in a house. All the things that you put in a house. And you're driving
like
around
windows
on a buggy,
and doors.
Like windows, doors, walls. And then your partner's like, "Why is it, what are you doing? Why are you getting all these things?" And then you're like, "This is for the house of the life we want to live together."
And then Griffin steps.
But that's a proposal. Did you not understand the fucking question?
No.
That's super romantic. It's super romantic. You're gonna fill a cart with a house, which let's get back to that.
And then you hand it off to your stunt double, Griffin, who steps in and does the heavy lifting.
No. You say the thing I say, and then you stare silently and call Griffin and tell him you're ready. And Griffin gets dressed, or wakes up and takes a shower and gets dressed, and then drives to where you are and then does it.
And you have to stand in silence the whole time with just a house in your cart.
Pay big money for that.
I would do a good job. Would anybody here trust me to propose for them in a way that like felt right for them? Like, we would need to do a pretty thorough interview. I'd want to know like everything. No. This is jokes. These are jokes. Please don't make me do this right now. No. No, we can do it if you want, but...
Be cool!
We're not getting into another goddamn Milwaukee situation where...
You got a full-blown walk.
People waffled on a proposal for 45 minutes and I was trapped in a Hellraiser experience. But, yeah, I think that
You're
works
welcome.
For you. Did we do it good?
Yeah, you did a great job.
Cool.
Yeah!
Thank you, Dimitri. You doing one? Yeah. On the ripcord? I don't know what these are going to be.
This one is say some shit about ghosts or horses. People seem to like that, and I want to play the favorites here. So one time my parents saw Gordon Lightfoot, and first thing he says is, well, I have an announcement to make everybody. I will not be playing The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And half the audience stood up and left. No, Gordo, that's what we wanted and came to hear, my friend.
What does that have to do with... Oh, I get it.
Oh, I see.
Play the hits.
You're saying ghosts and horses is our Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
So, here's my question. Has anybody experienced any paranormal activity since they've been here?
Anything spooky,
scary. Or equestrial activity. Or the rare paranormal slash equestrial activity. Equestrian, right? Damn it.
No takers.
Okay, well,
no
right there.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, did you see a ghost?
No, but I made some horse stamps.
You made horse stamps?
Horse stamps.
Sorry, that's the best sentence I've ever heard anybody say.
What was the sentence, Griffin?
I made some horse stamps in potato class.
Yes, go on up here.
This is the greatest camp of all time.
Get on up here. You have. Oh shit! That is fucking majestic.
That's a good. That's a good. Will you just say that sentence out loud again?
I made some horse stamps in potato class.
I don't think we've ever had a full sentence be the title of the episode before, so this is very exciting for me.
I made a card with some of the secondary impressions. So the first one is the brightest, and then it gets lighter as the
potato degrades, yes. As the potato quality diminishes.
So I made one with the secondary impressions. Looks like ghost horses. Woo! I'll get it out of my bag for you later.
Oh, terrific. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Thank you.
One more time. Just stop. Wait, just one more time. Can you say that wonderful sentence? Can you cast,
can you cast
that spell on me just one more time?
Say the sentence and then say your name after it like you're quoting yourself.
I made some potato stamps. No.
No shit! Oh, Wait. I am cool with I made some potato stamps and horse cards.
I made some horse stamps in potato class. Bailey Kern. Nice.
Well done.
Thank you.
Should we do a Yahoo? Oh, yes. This fits in very nicely. This is another Davenport jam. This is a smooth transition.
Favorite child.
I tweeted before the show that I needed more Yahoos, and Drew tweeted back, I'll just hand you some. Thank you, Drew. It's by Yahoo Answers user Lane, who asks, are there any lawyers that deal with spiritual and metaphysical crime? I know there is no information to be found anywhere, and they don't burn witches anymore, so what's the replacement?
Thanks, Obama.
Or did we just give up to a decent meal and carnal creature comforts as the best and safest life can be? Wow. I didn't read that part before it. Are we not safe enough? I feel pretty safe on a day-to-day basis.
Have you taken any preparations?
Against metaphysical crime? No, the first step in that preparation process would be Googling what the fuck that is.
But Griffin, what if your house gets robbed by a boogler?
Oh, that's really good.
Hey, Charlie.
Now I need a minute.
How would his spectral hands even grasp my belongings, checkmate? That's a good point, though.
They caught him dead-handed.
Shit, damn. This is going to be a Travis episode.
I hope Jesse said everything, and I did a very good job. I definitely got the right performers for my convention. Listen, these are a talented group.
Did you hear the thing that one said about Boogler?
Hey, I'm writing that down. I'll never know when I might need a joke like that. Travis.
Come on. You're right.
If you get haunted, though, if you get car crashed by a ghost driver, there's no recourse.
That's true. There's no special courts or anything.
Would the lawyer slash judge slash jury
also need to be a ghost?
Yes.
Yes, for real, for sure.
I feel like a jury of your peers, it would have to be a ghost.
Yeah, jury of your peers has to be a ghost. Near-death experience, though, I think is the least you can ask for.
Oh, so like a judge who's been dead.
Wait, shh. But they're all ghosts because the jury was hanged? That's nothing. Fucking forget it. No, I got jealous of Travis and I.
Who can blame you? Those great jokes.
It's not fair. I was so drunk 8 hours ago. How could you do this to me? Should we get someone else up here to ask a question?
Yeah.
Yes.
I did see this hand first.
Whoever wants to walk up on the stage. First person to stand up. First person. Yay! God, these seats are so close together. We should have thought about this better. Hello?
First, what is your name?
My name is Solomon.
Hi, Solomon.
Solomon.
I've never talked into a microphone before.
Oh, it's a day of first.
It doesn't stop us.
Solomon, we need verbal confirmation that you understand the rules.
Yeah, no bummers.
No bummers.
So I have a Patreon. I run a Patreon where I like make comics and art and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Patreon works.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I have rewards that go up to $25, and you get, like, comics in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Sold.
So what's, like, the next tier?
Above comics?
No,
more comics. Double comics.
I gotta blow their minds.
Okay,
and
so
get their money.
For how much money?
That's it. That's up to us.
More than $25.
Yeah, okay. What's more than $25?
For $25, you send them some comics. For $25 million, you make them a blockbuster movie. No, you buy them a blockbuster video.
Can you do for $50 two comics?
For $50, they can send you comics.
The best gift you could give, the best thing is you could do is give a gift that everybody wants, but they would never purchase for themselves, and ask exact sticker price for the donation. So by which I mean $25 gets you some comics, $5,297.99 is going to get you a Kawasaki jet ski.
So you're suggesting that you use Patreon,
yes,
to
launder,
sell speedboats.
Ooh, okay. For $50, you'll give them $30.
Whoa,
Solomon, we're onto something here, Solomon.
I would not be able to pass it up.
That's a free $30 right there.
I do need the money. I lost my job 2 weeks ago. I'm gonna send that $50.
Is this a Ponzi scheme?
I don't know what that is. What's the comic about, can I ask?
Oh, it's not. The main comic is a porn comic?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
4 minutes into this question and we didn't drop it.
Yeah, porn.
I make other kinds of comics too, but that's
not interested. Thank you. Can you include them in your sex comics at a certain, like $100?
Not participate, just as like a spectator.
Wait. Include them in your sex comics, but make them look 10% sexier than they do in real life. Naked. Then, when you are trying to woo someone, you say, oh, I've got a comic book in which I'm depicted naked. Would you like to see that? But the ding-dong is bigger or something, or the butt looks bigger in the comic, and then they think your ding-dong's real big.
Foolproof.
You're saying...
Foolproof.
You're trying to make a connection, a skintimate connection with somebody. You say, I have literature for you.
And then I need you to sign this NDA. I think we helped.
Did we do it?
Does that help?
Yeah, definitely. Yay. Thank you.
Do you want to wait? Do you want to plug your Patreon really quick? Because you didn't give anybody any way to find it.
My Patreon is just my name, all one word, Solomon Fletcher, and the comic is called Goldie and the Bears, like Goldilocks.
Get there it is.
With dudes.
Enjoy. Yeah. Fuck yeah!
Nice. That was the original premise of our podcast.
It was critically reviled.
Should we do a show saver?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do a show saver.
Show saver number two.
Show saver two is ask people to cheer for previous Max Fun Con performers in the hopes that they will mingle the memories of the shows and will look back on your show somewhat fondly. Let's hear it for Super Ego.
Brother and me, think about us now. Don't clap, but just think about us.
How about those stand-up comedians last night, right?
Us. You enjoyed yourselves. You had a good time at the podcast.
International waters, am I right?
Right? Woo!
There is only my brother, and me. There is only my brother, and me.
Yeah, and let's hear from my brother, and me. No, wait, fuck.
No, you fucked it up.
Shit. Did you enjoy your classes?
You learned much more my brother and me. You learned more at our show.
I made a horse stamp and potato class.
Well, that was from before. We do own that one. We did actually do that one. So remember that one if you want.
We're going to take a quick break to talk about our sponsors this week. We're sponsored by MeUndies, friend of the show. They've sponsored us a couple times. We love them. Hopefully you know about it by now.
Hopefully you've seen all the pictures of me online wearing it. Anytime you see a picture of anybody
wearing
picture of anybody online wearing MeUndies, that's my butt and my body.
MeUndies is dedicated to offering the most comfortable underwear. But here's the thing. MeUndies isn't just for guys. They just launched their All of Me women's collection. It's a four-piece line of undies designed specifically for the female body in all of its complex, gorgeous as hell glory.
Again, I thought that maybe it would be more comfortable for me to hear you say that the second time. But
it got less.
It actually aged in a peculiar way.
Next time, we just need to hire someone to come in and read that part who we're not related to.
Who do you think? Like Zac Efron?
Maybe Zac Efron.
To get 20% off, you can go to MeUndies.com/mybrother. That's MeUndies.com/mybrother. It's totally worth it. Like, you should already be doing this right now.
I'm ashamed of you that you haven't done it yet.
Travis, if you had a powerful hunger right now, what would be an arm's reach for you to consume?
Oh, that would be MeUndies.
No, well, I mean, you could
sorry.
Eat...
Oh, sorry, Native
Hawk. The closest thing...
see where you're going
you're not a goat.
You've actually got this bowl of four limes here, and
no,
I
those
want...
those are decorative.
This is your centerpiece. It's a big, big bowl, just to set the stage, a big, big, big glass bowl with four little limes.
Well, to give you an idea, Griffin, Teresa and I challenged ourselves, and we bought a whole, like, four-pound bag of limes.
Oh,
that's all that's left.
A lime dare.
Mm-hmm. But sitting right next to me, to my immediate right, is Nature Box. Some Parmesan garlic pop pops and some pistachio power clusters, which are my new favorite snack. Absolutely delicious. They're sponsoring us this week. They're made with zero artificial flavors.
They're Nature Box.
What?
Nature Box. You say Nature Box?
Not pistachio power clusters. they've got 0 grams of trans fat and no high fructose corn syrup. That stuff's bad, I think. You can grab mini Belgian waffles, strawberry lemonade fruit stars.
How many?
Sweet and salty. What?
How many Belgian waffles?
Mini Belgian waffles.
If you go to naturebox.com/mybrother, you can get a free trial box of their favorite snacks. That's pretty great. I assume at this point we're just like preaching. Everybody's going, yeah, I know. I'm already subscribed.
I'm eating them now.
I've got tight sexual underwear stuffed with pistachio power clusters.
Mm-hmm. Griffin, who's this next message for?
I got a message here for. I have a message here. For Joe Zabedu, my keyboardist. No, just kidding. It's RJ Zamudio. RJ Zamudio, this message is for you, pal. And it's from Mitch Bones, who says, sorry that this Candle Night's gift is so late.
Yup.
I debated on this or a miniature adult hippo in a small cage. I was going to blame this being late on the brothers, but I just now got around to it. Thanks so much for being my best friend before this. No, I added that. That he just said best friend. If you didn't know you were my best friend, well, you are now because it's canon. P.S. Shout out to Catland and Travis.
And then he died.
and then he died while he was typing. Message. It sounded like maybe he had only one letter to go. Isn't it ironic?
We have one more message for M from B.
just says, "Happy birthday, sweet cheese."
This is so mysterious. Do you know how off the grid you have to be before you're the of the two people in a relationship? The only letters you are allowed to slip out are E, an M, and a B.
Yeah.
That's really off
these
the
are
grid.
Some double agent. This is some 007 secret agent shit, though, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to get another one from B to M. It's like the crow flies at
midnight. BM. BM, guys.
Before we go back to the show real quick, we just wanted to say a quick thank you to Maximum Fun for having us at Max Fun Con.
We do that in the show there
out.
Later.
I know, but
take
I
it back.
To say it now.
Okay.
Everybody who came out, everybody who made the show possible, Lake Arrowhead for being so incredibly great. And yeah, it was just a super fun weekend.
And thanks for inviting us, Max Fun.
Yeah, so when sales go up for Maximum Fun 2016, get your tickets.
Get your tickets.
If
get
you've
there.
Never been before, you need to go. It's like the most fun thing.
It sells out instantaneously, so do not sleep.
Okay, back to the show.
Oh man, this is good.
Hey, Max Fun listeners, I'm Dave Holmes, and if you've been missing my show, International Waters, you've been missing this.
I am aroused, but I have zero idea.
Really?
I'm really, yeah, sorry.
Name a British food lady.
Name a British lady. Name a British food lady, Julia yeah. Childs.
I'm afraid I can't accept that. No, it's not Julia. It's, no.
British. Come on, you must know your British food ladies.
International Waters, a panel show where U.S. and U.K. comedians battle for pop culture supremacy. Subscribe right now on iTunes or at MaximumFun.org.
Hey, guys, I have a Yahoo answer.
Okay.
And it was sent in by Zoe Kinski. Thank you, Zoe Kinski.
Climbing that ladder.
Asked by Yahoo Answers user SC-MHM. And that chemical compound asks... What is a good comeback when somebody tells you to stick your head in gravy?
Best answer. If it's a chick, just say,
"Gross.
I didn't know you were into food play." Then go stick your little head in gravy and have a good time with her, oh winky things.
Why did you decide to read this? This is the fucking worst two sentences. No, don't read. We're not reading the second part.
I'm not reading that next one. It is upsetting. There's a
it says the word it. Cock in the second
well,
part.
Griffin,
how about
come on.
Let's get start over. I'm going to use my time machine, so I'll be the only person who's experienced this part so far. Boop.
Why haven't I left?
What's the hey Trav? What's the best answer?
Oh, the best answer is if it's a chick. You're in a loop.
What is a good comeback when somebody tells you to
if somebody says, dip your head in gravy, I just look them straight in the eye and say, which barrel? Now, the other thing is, I have several barrels of gravy.
Artisanal barrel-aged gravy.
Yeah. Just like Grandpapa used to make.
Our gravy sits in barrels for over 76 years.
Remember that slow walk out to the larder to get some gravy with Papa? Now you can have that great taste in a cellophane package.
Austin Fawns remembers.
What if you say back to them, what's gravy? And then they're like, it's like super dope. It's when you mix like milk in with flour and you add the spices to it. And then you say, I got you. I knew what gravy was before.
Then you've got the power.
Thank you. Yes.
Take a bow, Griffin.
It's just one of my many pranks.
His classic pretend you don't know what gravy is prank. Gets them every time.
How about, can you just say, no, fuck you. No.
Go fuck yourself.
No. I would drown and I would hate that, I think.
We had a good drive up here. It took us 5 hours from Los Angeles, which is not great. We did stop for supplies on the way up the hill. I want to tell you guys this fable. We stopped at a place called the One Stop Supermarket.
I want to interrupt you, Justin, for the first time ever. And say,
my switch.
We were going to stop at Jensen's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, Mr. Jensen. Thank you for coming to the show.
And we were like, well, we should stop before we get on the mountain because God knows how long that will take.
Right.
And we were going to go to a different supermarket, and then we were driving by the One Stop Market, and Griffin said, like, oh, we can just go there. And as we're like pulling in, it was like, yeah, this is fine.
It's fine. It's a supermarket. I go in, and the shelves are just, there's just, like, things on the shelves. Like, oh, there's a blanket.
Yeah.
Why is there an unwrapped blanket just lying on the shelf? But that didn't deter me. My baby needs food. I'm a provider. So I go in there and I get a basket full of baby food, everything her little tummy could desire, and I go up to check out, and the gentleman picks up the first container, and he stops and he looks at it, and he says, "I do have to tell you, this is baby food, and this is expired." Then he sets it down and picks up the next container, sets it down next to the first container. This dude goes through like 7 containers of expired baby food, has 2 that are unexpired, and then looks at me as if our purchasing transaction is going to continue. At this point, like, we have not reached the off-ramp for this particular transaction. Was back when you told me some of the baby food is expired? Like, well, how, let me check that date. Dust that bad boy off. Let's go to town.
The best part of the story is the line, "Now this is baby food, so I'm going to shoot you straight. I'm not going to screw you over on this one. This will kill a baby for sure."
The other thing is that dude looks straight at the date on the baby food, as if to say, "I'm not going down this road again. I know what we sell here. It's expired baby food."
And then we had to make a second stop. So bad name for your store, One Stop Supermarket. I want to get another person up here.
Okay.
Yeah, first hand I saw, yes.
There are some awesome haircuts here at Max Fun.
Yeah, a lot of good haircuts at Max Fun.
Solid haircuts.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Amy. Amy, do you understand the rules?
No bummers.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. They were going to say nope. Anyway.
No. Now, here's my question. I was at Grandma's funeral, and...
Sorry, what was the question?
Okay, so I volunteer with a quilt and textiles museum. Mm-hmm.
Woo! A lot of quilties in the house.
Yeah. I've been tasked with trying to figure out how to make quilts more hip.
We gotta sex up these quilts.
I'm on a youth council, if that tells you anything about the usual.
Okay, let's give me an age demo, because I like stitch the cast of girls into the pictures of them, not their flesh. Do not. Oh, this is important. Oh my gosh, this is important. Do not render the flesh of the cast of girls into quilts and textiles.
Oh, okay.
They will hate that. And it is a crime. What's the age? What are we shooting for?
We're going from 20 to 59.
20 to 59, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the current demographic of the museum, 60-ish?
Yeah, plus.
Okay. That seems intentional. Like, okay, here's your age range. Anybody but 60-year-olds. they are fully engrossed in the quilting lifestyle. Maybe some quotes from Fault in Our Stars. You sew them right in there. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said quilts from Fault in Our Stars. Okay. I haven't seen it. I assumed it was very quilt.
We're going down a line of thinking right now, which is that if you craft this one perfect quilt, it will set the world free. You guys got to think. You got to think bigger. You got to think like.
Maybe you get a celebrity. Dwayne the Rock Johnson loves.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson loves to quilt.
He loves the quilt. You get a picture of him on Quilt Mag. Quilt Magazine.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Quilt Magazine.
You should see if you can get a quilt.
A picture
show.
Of Dwayne the Rock Johnson. He's got a quilt around his shoulders. And on the front of the magazine, it says, "Too fast, too meticulous."
He didn't come into the series until Fast 5. How about just Quilt 5? Could we get picnics popping off?
Are you saying that if we get picnics coming back in a big, big way?
Yeah, yeah.
Then quilt fever will fall right behind.
Yeah. And then your night job at the basket factory is going to also explode. It's an investment in every facet of your career.
Oh, yeah, that would be a great app. If there was an app where it's like lists all the picnics in your area, you could go join. Now we're putting people together.
You get the cover of Picnics Monthly. You get Dwayne the Rock Johnson says, "Too fast, too luxurious." And you haven't eaten a picnic basket.
Are picnics known for their luxury?
Too fast, too sumptuous.
Okay.
No, picnics are the worst, and everybody hates them, but we still keep doing them.
What about... Sorry, this is a rich vein. Can we get a tagline going that's like, quilts is like 100 little blankets in one. All sewed up together.
I like that.
Okay, I did it.
I did it, guys. It was me.
Let's say the show saver.
Yeah, plug that museum, oh, yes.
All right, quilts. San Jose Museum of Quilts and Textiles.
Does anybody...
Be all there. After party at the Quilt Museum.
What do you got? What do you got, show saver?
Show saver three. See if baby is doing any cute baby tricks or stunts.
Baby is not in the room. Nope.
Baby by the door. Everyone look at the baby.
Look at the baby. You remember?
Oh my God, she waved!
Yay! Hi, Charlie! Hi! Everybody remember the feeling you feel right now. Associate with our show. Remember this. Remember this moment. Remember this one. Not the other one. Not where Travis said Boogler. Remember this. Remember this feeling. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank
I appreciate
you, Charlie.
It.
Thanks, baby.
You got anything else in the tank? No. Just putting your hand in your mouth.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
so good.
That's good. Remember this.
Sorry, I have my email open. Rachel, are you sending in questions during the show?
I'm both.
Okay.
I'm both hurt and honored.
I'm flipping through them right now because I want to drop a Sperling joint on the crowd. What's the best one you sent in?
Oh,
oh, for sure. Okay. This one was sent in by Rachel Sperling.
Game. Recognize game.
Game. Recognize that game real quick. Oh. Oh, I see.
Buckle up.
Holy shit. It's by Yahoo Answers user Jasmine, who has -4 points this week on the Yahoo Answers service. Anyone write a book blurb for me? Ashley Everett. Oh, fuck. Ashley Everett is a Valiant. A Valiant is a creature, much like a ghoul, who feeds on human flesh and is physically superior to the average human. Since some of the Valiant feast is on animal
flesh. If you feast on human flesh, you had better be physically superior to the average human. That is going to be a hard road to hoe.
Hey, what the fuck?
Sorry, I thought
you were a ham. Since some of the Valiant feast on animal flesh, also pure blood is a Valiant who has only ever feasted the highest quality of human flesh. Ash, which I'm assuming is short for Ashley Everett, is the descendant of the purebred Anthea. Oh my God! So the plot
now
of the story is: Ash was abducted from her home at the age of 7, and although she was stronger than any human or Valiant, being pureblood, they injected some serum into her neck, and blah blah. She was tortured and only escaped about 10 or so years later. So basically, this organization is trying to get her back and stuff, and they decide to announce war on the Valiant and stuff. I know it sounds terrible, and I haven't described it very well, but I was wondering if someone could write me a description slash blurb. 10 points to the best one. Hey, you ain't got 10 points to give out. You have -4 points.
Okay, so let's write this blurb. Okay.
Let's write this book. Let's write this plot.
I'd rather write the screenplay adaptation because this is going to be huge. Yeah. Would this be the first ever screenplay based on a Yahoo answer? other than 40 Days and 40 Nights, obviously.
Oh, I'll write a sad lib for it real quick.
Oh, boy. You don't. No, you don't need to because this was just a big pile of garbage words.
I think that my favorite part of the email is that this person who created this world then went on to say, I haven't described it very well. And
you'll do a better job.
Yeah, I'm so glad the reins are in your hands for your fiction property. I'm glad somebody else is describing the world. No, it's just you. Okay.
You know what really helps me garner information to write a blurb for somebody? Blah, blah. She's a ghoul who's tortured, you know.
Blah, blah, blah.
What was the blah, blah covering?
I can't write a blurb, but I can literary agent this shit. Can we change it from Valiants to sex zombies?
pretty good.
Or perhaps sex mummies. And now it's about mummies. I'm taking it in a bit of a different direction. A few notes for you, Jasmine. Mummies are in right now.
Mummies are the next thing.
Can you write a book about... Nope, I didn't have it. Should we get somebody else up here?
You right there. Come on up.
Yes. Round of applause. Hey.
What's up? Hey, not much.
Cool.
Good. Cool. What have you been up to?
What have you been doing for the past 45 minutes?
What have I been doing for the past 45 minutes?
Yeah.
I just been chilling, talking to you.
Nice. What's your question?
What is your name?
My name is Matt.
Matt, do you understand the rules?
No, bummers.
Thanks. Got it.
All right, so my question, my roommate got a dog a couple years back.
Mm-hmm.
The statute of limitations on this question is already far, far past the point where you
The problem is, normally when you get a dog, after the first year, you normally get them fixed, especially if they're girl dogs.
Yeah.
He hasn't done that, and it's been probably, she's going on 4 years old at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I've told her that we should get her fixed because she comes in, because she has her, like, lady periods every time.
Periods.
Yeah. She has her periods, and there's all the nastiness associated with that.
Am I right, ladies?
And so I keep telling him to do this, and he doesn't want to because it costs money.
If you're asking if you should do it yourself, the answer is no.
No, I'm not going to take his dog to the vet and get it fixed.
That is not what Justin meant. Justin was suggesting a budget approach.
Bottle of white. Get a scalpel and do it tonight.
What are you saying? What the fuck?
Listen, this is my new parody of scenes from an Italian restaurant. It's all about fixing a dog at home. Hi, I'm Weird Al Yankovic too. Thank you for having me.
Struggle with it.
There are clinics that you can take dogs to. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do this for free.
That's a huge overstep. You can't just do that to somebody's dog.
You can.
Trust me.
I make a habit of picking up people's dogs and taking them to clinics and saying, fix this dog. This dog is broken.
They may be at a point right now where they're like, dog, I may want another one of you. You're a pretty good dog. I'm going to leave that door open. Is it a dog or a cat?
It's a dog.
A dog from the beginning of the question. Same dog.
Hold on, guys. Have you checked? We need updates every 5 minutes to whether this dog has been transmogrified. Is it a peacock or it's still a dog? Cool.
As an addendum, he wasn't getting her fixed at first because he wanted her to have puppies.
Okay.
But we live in an apartment, so he backed out on that. So now it's just specifically budget.
Terrific.
Maybe a Kickstarter?
What would the rewards be, Justin?
What? Just one more off the streets.
For $200, you can keep the leftovers.
Can you stop it, Travis? Can you?
One, them's good eating. Two, gross. Gross, I can't believe you said that.
Can the Kickstarter be for your new invention? This might not go good. Dog tampons?
I don't know. We could try it. Right now we just go with.
We need to try it. We have to try it.
Well, right now we're going with MacGyver dog pads, which are made from old underwears. That's not my idea.
Hold on. How does the dog feel about this? Have you asked her?
Look, it's not me doing this.
I should hope not. No one should be doing this.
If it's any indication, they tend to come off quite often.
Yeah, dog, because, like, that's not where that's supposed to go.
This is fun, because this is... the reason this is fun...
This is
a commentary on the human condition, the idea of, like, momentum making you just... This sounds like it's way more trouble to deal with than just, like, spending the money to get the fig. But at this point, he's already waited 4 years, and if he does it now... He's just caving. He's got to go the whole way now. Now he's 4 years in.
When that dog dies, he will sigh and say, I did it. I did it. I kept... She kept... What?
It's not a boy dog.
No, I'm talking about the roommate, not the dog.
Well, hold on. Is it a boy dog? Just to check. Still a girl, right?
Still a dog, too, right?
It is still a dog. Okay, it is still a girl.
So glad we could help.
Did we?
Also, since everybody else has been plugging shit, can I throw something out before I walk
out? Is it dog tampons?
You know what? Shit, why not? We'll throw dog tampons in for free.
Woo! That's in next year's goodie bag. You should check in the Max Fun Con. A condom and a dog tampon.
Thank you, Matthew. Round of applause.
Thank you.
Do we need to do... We have just a few minutes left. Do you want to do the last show saver?
I don't have any more. I only did three.
Oh. Okay. I don't think
that's true, Justin.
I think you definitely have one more on there.
I don't have any more. Stop. Travis, stop. Travis, stop. No, I... Oh.
I'm going to carry it around like a boxing ring, like round announcer person.
So if you listen to the Chicago show, you'll know that prior to the Chicago live show, Justin shit his pants. And then the show went so well
that he was like,
let's keep it going.
Ritual.
And Justin, the sign says, if I can read it here to the people at home, Justin pooped his pants.
On the way here. It's like his new, like, separating the yellow Skittles from the rest of them so he can ride.
Ooh, gross. So I'm driving to Columbus to catch our flight. We got a baby in the car. And when you have a baby in the car, maybe with our baby and probably with a lot of babies, once they fall asleep, you just keep going because, man, the baby's asleep. So you're driving. It's like speed. You can't stop. The baby's asleep. You can't stop the car. And as soon as the baby fell asleep, I instantly needed to use the bathroom. I knew I needed to use the bathroom, but I couldn't stop. This lasted for about an hour, and we drove past the McDonald's, and I looked at McDonald's, and I remember having the distinct thought, I'd love to poop at that McDonald's.
That one will go down real smooth right now.
I would love to poop at that McDonald's. So I drive past that McDonald's, and the instant I am past that McDonald's, Charlie wakes up. So now, there's a screaming baby, I think, I can finally do it. And I just kept driving. Eventually, I was going to die, so I pulled off onto a dirt road where I thought that I could do this in peace. I said, honey, I need baby wipes, because I'm going to use the bathroom.
God, please, don't...
But then I pull off the side of the road, and I shit you not.
You didn't.
Now, I kid you not, there was a van sitting there exactly where I was going to go use the bathroom, just sitting there smoking, like they were waiting for people to come try to use the bathroom in this exact spot. So I drove on down the road, and there was a Wendy's eventually, or I saw a Speedway, rather, and I almost stopped there, but then, oh, hubris, friends. Because I also needed, I was hungry, too. So I saw Wendy's up the road a little bit, and then I hit a stoplight. Oh, classic. And then I got to the door of the Wendy's, and as I was going in the Wendy's, it all fell apart. And this is where it gets like Werner Herzog levels of tragedy. They didn't have a trash can for anything, so I left.
Not that he was going to shit in the trash, yeah.
I left him in the corner, and I left. Because, okay, my two options were that or have Dave Thomas's fucking ghost watching me carry dirty underwear through the restaurant. I'm not going
to
do that.
And then just walk up to the counter and go, oh, where would you like me to put this? Do you have a special receptacle for dirty laundry?
30 minutes later, Charlie used to eat. Oh, by the way, I did order food at the drive-thru. I got a fucking jalapeno chicken sandwich with ghost pepper sauce on it. Even thinking, and then a half hour later, Charlie had to eat, and said he wanted to stop. And we passed the Wendy's, and she said, "Stop there." I said, "I can't do that. What if they put out an all Wendy's bulletin on me? Can't go in Wendy's ever again."
I forgot how long that story was. I goaded you into telling.
Well, that's gonna do it for us.
We can do one more question. You got another question?
How about this one? It was sent in by Jadon.
Yes.
Jadon is not here. Wait, is he?
Jadon.
Okay.
I thought Drew knew whether Jadon was here or not. No, he's back at the office.
It's by Yahoo Answers user Liz who asks, I need to learn how to work at Subway. I just got a summer job at Subway, and I start my training in 3 days. I really want to know something before I get there so I can pick up everything fast and get to work quicker. Stuff like how to work the register, how to bake bread, etc. would be helpful. Thanks.
Is this the first person ever who doesn't want to waste time working at Subway? Like, I want to get straight to work.
I think they want to roll up and then be like, all right, here's your mess smock, and here's your name tag, and I'm going to show you how to use a provolone slicer. And they're like, don't even bother. Oh, my God, you did it perfect your first time.
You're the chosen one.
You are the chosen. You are the Fogel Ascendant.
That's the bad part about that. If you go in there and too good, they're going to think you're the one for prophecy, and then you got to fight a dragon or something.
You got to fight the salami dragon.
That's
like a euphemism that's for
the
a
name,
penis.
That's the name of my favorite Def Leppard album, Fight the Salami Dragon.
Is there an underground fuck? Is there a fuck? Is there an underground black market Subway school that we can run to get people better at their craft? I worked next to a Subway at the Country's Best Yogurt once, and I would go in there basically every day, and I would get that smell on me, and it's still on me to this day. And one time somebody was making my sandwich and they cut their finger, and then they were wearing a plastic thing on their hand, so that was aesthetically just at the worst. This is a very challenging ending to this episode of my brother and me. But then they tried to fucking one-hand it, like, like they tried to like do it with their good clean hand, and then the manager came out and was like, don't just go in the back room, I'm so angry at you at this moment.
I worked at Jimmy John's for a while.
Not germane to the car.
No, it is, because I never learned to make any sandwiches the whole time I was there, because, and this is not a joke, they're so obsessed with being fast that they would every time be like, Travis, hop on the line and make like a number 1400 sandwich or whatever. And I would say, okay, no one's trained me to do that yet. And they're like, oh, there's no time for that. Just get on the register. Every time for 6 months. And I'm like, okay. And then when I went to quit, the dude was like, how about instead we make you assistant manager? And I was like, Austin, I still don't know how to make sandwiches.
Yeah, no, you would be more big picture.
I was just there to develop.
I'm in the taste and development department at Jimmy John's.
What if we take the bread away? What are we left with then?
It's a disaster bowl. It's a oops, no bread.
The salami's on the outside, the bread's in the middle.
How about,
is that a thing?
Nope, none of it has been a thing yet. Let's stop the show. We're exhausted.
Okay, and we don't have any more shows.
We gotta walk down the mountain.
Yeah, and I'm sweaty. Thank you so much for having us here at Maximum Fun Convention. We've had a lot of fun, eating a lot of good food.
Thanks to everybody that Jesse mentioned earlier.
Yeah,
I feel like I know most of the names, but then I'll forget one, and then that person will feel so shitty. I don't want to do that to them.
I will say, Jesse didn't thank our wives, and I want
to
do
that.
Thank
you to our wives for
thank you, our wives, and our baby. Baby Charlie has
Well, it's not our baby. Careful.
Takes a village, Griffin. Takes a village. Real quick before we end, we just want to jump back in to say thank you once more to our sponsors. MeUndies is dedicated to offering the most comfortable underwear. If you go to MeUndies.com/mybrother, you can get 20% off your first order. I want to say thank you also to NatureBox, where you can order hundreds of great-tasting, healthy snacks. Go to NatureBox.com/mybrother to sign up for your free sampler box of great-tasting, healthy snacks.
Let go of my shoe! I was thinking, like, you know, how TV shows have those things at the end. It's like a fun little cartoon. It's like, bad robot! What if we had one of those for the end of our show? What would that look like, Justin?
Let me have this grab you. Sit, boo boo, sit, good dog.
Nailed it. Back to the show.
Hold on. Can we get Chuck Lorre to write one of his really funny disclaimers?
I'll call him.
That was a Chuck Lorre release from Griffin to you, the listening audience.
Griffin, is that it?
Do you have a final Yahoo?
I do. Final Yahoo. Pins and needles. On them, the pins and the needles. It's Rachel Sperling, everybody. By Yahoo Answers user Lothar in the Hand People, who asks, are the hinges on Blu-ray boxes getting weaker, or am I getting a whole lot stronger?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
You've been my brother. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
let's hear it for Justin Travis and Griffin.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.